A few really exciting guests queued up, ready to go, including our number one ever listened episode, downloaded episode. I have that guest coming back on for a reappearance just so that I can try and take the top two episodes.
Welcome to the Quiet Light Podcast with Joe Valley and Mark Doust. Since 2007, Quiet Light Brokerage has been helping thousands of online entrepreneurs realize their dream of buying and selling online businesses. And now, we're bringing all the knowledge our team has acquired straight to you. No matter your niche or industry, these lessons, tips, and strategies will help you build, grow, acquire, or sell your online businesses better. And now, here's Joe and Mark.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you, Mark.
Happy holidays. Thank you for being so politically sensitive. I really appreciate it. To everyone listening, happy holidays, happy new year. This is Christmas Day when this is being released. So if you're listening to this, turn it off. It's Christmas. Actually, listen for about 10 minutes and then you're going to turn it off. We're not going to do a regular podcast episode today because it is Christmas and we want you to be able to spend time with your families and friends. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, be able to take a day off while everybody else does as well. We thought we would take advantage of this episode today just to give a quick thanks to everybody that has supported Quiet Light Brokerage over the past 11 years, but especially over the past year that have been supporting this podcast, and do a mini year in review. So, Joe, how has your year been?
It's been fantastic. Yeah, I want to say thank you to everyone as well. Thank you to the folks listening to the podcast. This is our first full year, right? 2018. We started late in 17. The feedback that you're giving us is fantastic. And we feel like the guests that we've had on are really helping, which is the most important thing. One of the things that I want to do for 2019 and beyond is do some of those sort of under the hood calls like Mike and Dave do over at the Ecom Crew, but do it for people that are looking for valuations so we can dissect their businesses in recorded calls, keeping it confidential, not naming the business, but having people see what it's like to go through a valuation, because the most important thing I think is to understand what the process is like to someday sell your business. But it's been a great year. Look, we brought Walker Dybel on. Walker is, folks, and we like to joke about this. We used to bust Jason's chops about his Bathrobe Millionaire book, but Walker is truly a best-selling author, wrote Buy, Then Build, and launched it in the fall. Fantastic guy, honest, hardworking, a great addition to the Quiet Light team. And then Brad Wayland as well. Brad is unbelievable in terms of what he's accomplishing, in terms of the volume of transactions and people that he's helping. These two are going to essentially replace me very quickly in terms of the volume of work that I've done over the years. But then the rest of the team is all coming together, and we're just still that. You and I have swapped, you know, talked about boutique brokerage firm. We are, in a sense, but it's been a great year where we've grown tremendously.
Yeah, we don't publish our numbers. I know this is something that some businesses choose to do, to publish our numbers publicly. I've always opted not to. No particular reason other than I just haven't seen the specific advantage compared to some of the drawbacks. But I will say this. 2018 was by far a record year for Quiet Light Brokerage. We more than doubled in growth this year in terms of the volume of deals that have been done, both in total deal value and also in the revenue that Quiet Light Brokerage has brought on board. A lot of this is due to the new brokers that we brought on board over the past few years. It's also due to some of the vets that we have on the team now as well, such as Amanda and Jason. Joe and I were just talking before this podcast about how nice it is to have those two on board who have been doing such a phenomenal job for such a long time and seem to understand this industry just instinctively at this point, where they know how to find a good deal. And that's kind of what being boutique is in a way, right? Being able to be selective and knowing what you're taking on board. And I'd be remiss not to also thank Brian. Not only is he bringing good deal flow in, he does a great job for his clients, but he also has been helping Quiet Light here on the back end with some projects to help us get better organized, create better business summaries, and continues to find ways that we can improve our efficiencies. You know, when I started Quiet Light Brokerage, about 6 months after I started Quiet Light Brokerage, I went out and I hired 5 salespeople. And I was just looking for people with sales experience because I thought, we're selling businesses. I need somebody who can sell. And they all flamed out pretty quickly. Some of them had moderate levels of success. Some of them flamed out very quickly. And one by one, they kind of dropped off. And it wasn't until Jason came on board and literally bugged me to come on board as a broker that I literally stumbled upon this model of having entrepreneurs who have all been there, done that, been successful in their own right. And the result has been pretty amazing, because Quiet Light Brokerage is this group of entrepreneurs where I get feedback all the time. Sometimes I really want to tell everyone to shut up, but at the end of the day, I get really awesome feedback about what we can do better at Quiet Light. And
that feedback is from the brokers, not the buyers and sellers, just for clarification purposes.
Yeah, thank you. Buyers and sellers, you can tell me anything and please do tell me whatever you want. It's from the different brokers, you know, because as entrepreneurs, what do? We always find problems with other people's businesses, or we think how we could run it better. But it's pretty phenomenal. It's like a built-in board of advisors. So
absolutely. Yeah. And guys like Chuck, he gives us great feedback. And Chuck has been with us for a year and a half now. He's one of the best connected brokers that we brought on in terms of the industry and the relationships that he has. So you're absolutely right. It's an incredible team of board of advisors. Maybe this podcast is turning into a thank you to our team more than anything else.
Well, I was actually going to move on from the team, because I do want to say thank you to the team, but I next want to say thank you to our past clients and also our buyers and those out there who have been referring business to us. Honestly, the referrals, when somebody comes to me and says, hey, I was talking to so-and-so and they said I should talk to you, it doesn't even have to be about selling the business. It can just be, I have a question about my business. Look, that's completely something where it's flattering to hear that we're a referred source. So thank you for thinking of us as a resource. For those of you that are referring potential sellers over to us, keep in mind, we actually do have a referral program where you can get paid on that referral. You know, I know most of you, the vast majority of you, you don't do it because of that, because most of you don't know it exists, because we do a terrible job of actually advertising this. But we've received lots of referrals from people where we've then sent them a referral payment and they're like, whoa, I didn't know this was coming.
Well, you do that intentionally. You don't advertise it. We don't put it out there. We don't have it on the website, because it's kind of fun to have someone refer a client to us. We close that transaction and then we send them a wire form saying, can you give us your wire details? We're going to send you $23,000. That's kind of fun. Maybe it's selfish on our part and we should talk more about it on the podcast. Hey, we do referrals, folks. We pay referral fees.
We do referrals. Just let us know if you do it. You know, again, we know that's not why you're doing it. We don't want you to refer us just for the referral fee. We want you to refer us because you think that we're high quality. So thank you. And then also to people that took the survey a few weeks ago, thank you for that as well. All right. That's the thank yous, unless you have anybody else, Joe.
You know, I looked at Facebook last night and one of our clients posted something of a photo of about 5 years ago when he was in an airport and he was stuck in the airport with his 4-year-old son and they couldn't afford the taxi fare to get to where they needed to go. A flight was canceled and they couldn't afford to go back somewhere. So they stayed in the airport for the night to catch the flight the next morning because they couldn't afford it. We sold his business for almost $9 million last summer. And for those folks that are in situations like he was 5 years ago, stick with it. I had a conversation with somebody this morning that's throwing their hands up in the air and is about to give up. Stick with it. Have faith. Listen to this podcast and the experts that we bring on, the people that are here to help, our entire team. Have a conversation. Pick up the phone and say, I'm not ready to sell, but I want to get better. Where should I go? Who should I talk to? What should I listen to? That's, strangely enough, yes, we get paid to do what we do, but for me to read that story this summer and know that I had an impact on that person's life means more to me almost than the job itself. So thank you for allowing us to help. You guys make differences in your life and grow and change and impact, whether you're a buyer or a seller, because that's what we're doing, I think, more than anything else, Mark, is we are having an impact on people's lives. And I get a lot from that. So thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. All right, let's look ahead real quick to 2019. First, in terms of the podcast, the podcast, we have some good episodes queued up. I know I have a few really exciting guests queued up, ready to go, including our number one ever listened episode, downloaded episode. I have that guest coming back on for a reappearance just so that I can try and take the top two episodes. We'll also be doing an updated SBA in 2019 episode soon, but I need to get that on the calendar still with whoever we're going to bring on for that episode. And then I have a surprise guest from a pretty big company, founder of a pretty big company. I'm working to get him on board here for an episode, which I think will be pretty exciting for everybody listening. Good stuff coming up, Joe. I know you probably have a stable of episodes coming up as well.
Yeah, I've got a few coming on with their success stories, either as buyers of businesses that they bought through us and just a look back in the first 6 months under ownership, what it's been like, and people that have sold. I want some real actionable items and experiences that people can take away from the podcast. And a little bit more of what you're talking about, big guests that have big names, but I really am shooting for more impact. You and I, on a whim, we didn't have a guest 1 week and we decided, let's just talk. And we ended up talking about, I think, the things that can improve or plummet the value of your business. And now it's in the top 10 podcasts. So we need to do more things like that that are actionable. And that's one of the goals for 2019.
All right. So moving forward, we're getting along on this, and I'd want people to get back to their holidays, or if you're listening to this the day after, be able to get back to families if your families are still in town. So I'm going to wrap it up and just say, once again, thank you for everything. We're looking forward to 2019 very, very much. Our pipelines are very, very full, so I expect a good amount of deal flow coming out early 2019. Everything continues to seem to be pretty strong right now. Yeah, definitely looking forward to 2019. Thank you for 2018. And always feel free to reach out to Joe or myself or any of the members on the team with any sort of feedback, good, bad, otherwise. Direct all bad feedback to Joe, all great feedback to me, and I think we'll be good to go.
All good feedback about me to me, that's fine.
All right, very good. All right, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. We will see you guys in the next year.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Quiet Light Podcast. For more resources from this episode, head over to quietlightbrokerage.com. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a rating and review in iTunes. This helps share the messages from the show with more business owners like you.